This is an advanced meditation for healing relationships. I suggest using the wounding meditation for your own wounding pattern that you have identified, and also a separate wounding meditation for your projection onto your partner. This meditation will resolve resistances in your relationship. You will want to have a clear understanding of the wounding pattern that you have within, that you are projecting onto the situation, and a clear understanding of the suffering that your partner is holding also in the situation that is somehow a connection into you. Begin this meditation by closing your eyes and noticing your breath. Breathe in and soften right down. Taking long, deep breaths down, and on the exhale, exhale out slow and long, quieting the nervous system with that breath out and relaxing the stress and tension that you are holding within your body. Next, we will activate our consciousness with breakthrough breathing. So as you inhale, you would want to inhale up from the base of your spine to the top of your crown. And notice the expansion and the light, and hold your awareness at the top. And as you exhale, you want to breathe the light down to the base and hold. So do a few of these breaths. Inhale from the base. And exhale down from the crown. And now I'd like for you to drop into the heart center. As you return to normal breath and feel the light that is the source expanding out from your heart. And feel yourself being drawn to the source of this source of the light. And you want to remember to offer no resistance as you engage this meditation. And the first thing you want to do out of this compassion and unconditional love that is of the heart activating that vibration so that you are in complete alignment with it. Just by focusing at the heart, it brings you into that alignment. And you want to relax into that vibration, that frequency. And now, within your own mind, bringing in your pattern of the wound and experiencing that pattern. And just holding that within your awareness for the next few moments. And now, releasing that and refocusing into the compassion and the unconditional love at the heart center. I'd like for you now to bring in to your experience the suffering that you have identified in your partner. And I want you to hold that in your awareness at the heart center in this vibration of compassion and unconditional love for a few moments. And then release that, reconnecting once again with the compassion and the unconditional love, identifying with that frequency. And now, what I want you to do is I want you to play out the situation that carried your wounding and the projection onto your partner. And I want you to, as you play out this situation, I want you to hold your wounding simultaneously while you're holding the suffering of your partner. Holding both of those fears, you have to go to the base of the fear and hold and experience both simultaneously as you play out that scenario, that situation. And we will do this for the next few moments. And now, while you're still in this space of holding both simultaneously, just allow the situation to drop away, but you hold the awareness of this patterning, both simultaneously held in your awareness. As you inhale from the base and spiral up, anti-clockwise around the spinal column, up through the top of your head, from the crown, and release. And hold that awareness at the top of your head as you then exhale down from the head, clockwise down the spinal column, in a spiral to the base of your spine and hold. Again, you are inhaling in an anti-clockwise up the spinal column in a spiral to the crown and exhaling clockwise in a spiral down to the base of your spine. And I want you to do 2 or 3 of these breakthrough breaths while you hold your awareness. And follow the breath. Now I'd like for you, just when you've complete and feel complete, to bring the focus back to the heart center and realigning with the compassion and the unconditional love that keep you very present in the moment, at your present point of power, so that you are not reacting out of fear. When you are present in the moment, there is no fear. And so then, holding the awareness at the heart, I want you to slowly begin to bring your attention back when you are ready, and then opening your eyes.